Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Jain Irrigation Systems Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by D.R. Choksey FinServ. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhavya from D.R. Choksey FinServ. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Jain Irrigation Systems Limited earnings call to discuss the Q3 FY25 results. Today, we have on call Mr. Anil Jain, CEO and Managing Director, and Mr. Bipin Walamé, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements that may involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors, and must therefore be reviewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. Future results, performance, or achievements may differ significantly from what is expressed and implied by such forward-looking statements. Please note the results and presentations are available on Exchange and our company's website. I now request Mr. Anil Jain to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for questions. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. I would like to welcome everybody for this con call. We have just had a board meeting earlier in the day, and we have published our results. As some of you might have seen, I think overall results are good compared to the first two quarters, right, where we had a significant negative growth. But this quarter, we have managed to do about 1,360 crores in terms of revenue, which is almost matching the same period last year. And so as that has improved compared to the first two quarters, I think we expect fourth quarter, compared to last year, we should be able to, in fact, have more significant positive growth. So having said that, I think when we look at overall performance, what will come out quite well is EBITDA has been definitely positive, and we have earned more EBITDA this year, this quarter, than the last year, even the margin is not very high. But I think consistently, if you really see over the last few years and few quarters, consistently, our earning quality has also been improving. When I look at individual businesses, I think the revenue, which I talked about, is almost similar to last year. So overall, high-tech agri division has added to the revenue, but the plastic division, because of a low pipe demand in India, reduced it, and it kind of balanced, right? So in high-tech agri, in fact, we have almost 19%-20% growth in this division, but similar level of degrowth into the plastic business, which I believe is seasonal, kind of has maintained stable revenue, let us say. But when you look at where did this EBITDA come from, and when you compare that with the same period last year, I think there is slight higher cost of employees. Gross margin is similar level, a little bit lower, but we could manage and save a good amount of cost, right, in terms of the discretionary costs which are there in terms of SG&A and others. And that is how overall EBITDA is higher than the same period last year. What is more important, I think, that despite the first 9 months being a little bit markets not being that strong in terms of demand, but our cash flows have been quite good. In fact, if I look at the current quarter, we did create cash flow from operation to the tune of 218 crores. And so that was like significantly high than what it has been in the previous periods. And we have been able to also maintain working capital cycle in terms of days outstanding against sales, at a slightly improved level in terms of quarter three. When I think through, the entire 9 months, cash flow, in fact, has done very well, right? We have got cash from operations to the tune of 560 crore rupees, and which has helped us to, to an extent, reduce the debt as well, despite the weak P&L performance. So we have focused on, cash flows and recoveries from the market in terms of receivable. That has definitely helped us. And we have tried to manage operations in a manner in terms of product mix so that EBITDA is also maintained at the higher level a little bit than the same period last year. And now, because first half was significantly weak, we're trying to make up for the first half. So third quarter has been now stable and matching or doing a little bit better than last year. And fourth quarter, we expect to be definitely far more positive as we move forward. Also, what helped us during this quarter has been a good increase in the export business. Because we have been, as I think maybe we spoke in the earlier commentary, when you look at the global geopolitical events, what's happening with the rupee, we think export is a good bet. And with our company's focus on quality and excellence, we have been able to, push that button when the domestic demand was low to, try and increase the exports. And I think over the next few quarters, we also see significant opportunity to, focus on that part. While we also expect now the domestic demand pickup should be there because, monsoons have been good, even though it rained heavily and, there were excessive rains up to October, November. But I think thereafter, the crop scenarios look good going forward. The recent winter in January, late December, that is all without too many, I would say climate change type of extreme weather event. It seems the produce coming out going forward or next few months would be quite good from Kharif as well as the Rabi crop. And that augurs well for, all of our businesses, right? Not only it creates more demand for irrigation of pipe, but also it would mean a good or ample supply for our food processing business. So that seems to be going in the right direction as we speak. Another commentary has been, because of the central elections in May, June, and thereafter Maharashtra elections in October, November, there has been this less spend by, the government on things like, Jal Jeevan Mission, right, which had provided a lot of boost to the piping business over the last 2-3 years, that has been very slow. But now that is getting all, the post-new government, post the new budget and all of that, it is expected that, over the next couple of months, that is going to get sorted. And as the states get new allocations from the central government, that business should come back because overall central government is committed, to ensure that this is going to happen. So I think that part which was missing should come back, weather being good, and good production for farm should create good money in hands of farmers to be able to start investing. When I look at individual, places, in terms of, let's say, our drip irrigation business, etc., where we did okay in this current quarter, that overall, I think, in Western India, our sales were good. We had even positive growth in southern markets. But Maharashtra, which is the one of the important markets, we had a little bit of negative growth. But that was due to, state-level elections we had. So I think fourth quarter should be stronger again in Maharashtra. If I look at the plastic piping business, I think it had all around kind of most of the states, we were less than same period last year. But we think current quarter we start reversing the trend on the plastic piping business. We also recently got some orders for solar water pump, and the payment terms there are good, you know, about 30 days for 90% of payments, and we are likely to, you know, complete the first lot of orders, I think to the tune of 100 crores over next couple of months, and then that looks to be, you know, good, because overall investment by the central government and state governments in Kusum is on a right trajectory, so it will pan out quite well for the next year. So that is a new, you know, growth possibility apart from the export markets which we see. Other thing for the next year and going forward which looks good for us is that, you know, we have successfully in the December quarter, we did a very large project for supplying 2.5 meter diameter pipes for a desalination project. You know, so there are another 14 to 16 such projects to come up in next 9 to 12 months across the country. And so we expect, you know, as we go along, as we negotiate and some of these projects get their closure in terms of all the approvals and the permissions before they can start executing, next year that would also be a good area for the growth going forward. In terms of other two businesses which we have as a company, you know, the food and the plastic sheets, the food which is our subsidiary, that did not do that well because, again, last year we did not produce enough mangoes, but our overseas food company did well. So in terms of revenue growth, we have managed about 3.4% growth in the, you know, consult performance of food, and for the 9 months it has been more than 5% growth. So food has been in terms of revenue positive, but in terms of earnings they have been soft, and we think current year with the good onion season and good mango season, you know, between March quarter as well as going forward June September quarters, we shall see a better bottom line performance. And also going forward, revenues would look good because of overall ability to process larger quantities would be there. In terms of overseas plastic business, you know, I think it is similar as what it was on the third quarter basis. But if I look at really 9 months, overseas plastic sheet business has grown almost 10% in revenue, and had a similar, in fact, 17-18% growth, you know, in terms of EBITDA, etc. So it's profitable business, it's growing business. So we're quite, you know, happy with that performance. So in terms of revenue growth, you know, if I really look at it, high-tech agri has done well this quarter with growing 19-20%. Plastic sheet business continues to provide, you know, similar level of business, but overall 9 months it has done well. Food has been positive in terms of revenue growth as well. One negative, as I said, has been the plastic piping business, primarily in India. And I think that has been seasonal. And, you know, we expect between now and September really strong business outlook on piping sector as well. And as I spoke about, you know, the operating cash flows, which has been positive, we have been able to reduce the receivables. But we still have some more work to do to get some of these really old outstanding government receivables related to the EPC projects. But overall, despite that, right, we have been able to reduce the debt as well. And so, all in all, you know, when I look at everything put together, we have been, you know, optimistic always. But I think when I think through timings between June, July through October, November, there were a lot of concerns because, you know, the business activity, the momentum was quite low. And you might have felt that in our discussion and also in our commentary. But as we sit here today, even though things have not really, you know, started flying like a rocket, but we see that business has stabilized. And from here, we only see positive growth based on either exports or, you know, the solar or the orders for pipes for projects like desalination and others, and continued good growth in irrigation business, the high-tech irrigation and the tissue culture, which we do. And while South has reasonably held itself well and West, Maharashtra has been weak for us, which is otherwise, you know, very strong state for us. And as Maharashtra now comes back, I think that would also add back to the momentum. So structurally speaking, as a company, as a management, I think, you know, we are looking forward to see that FY25 compared to FY24, overall, when you look at for the whole year, in terms of earnings and cash flow, in terms of cash flow, it is definitely far better moving forward and what we did in 9 months. In terms of earnings and the revenue, you know, we may be at par, you know, compared to where we were in FY24, because whatever we lost in the first two quarters, I think we would be able to recover in the remaining two, but jump up would then come mostly in FY26. But for FY26, we are quite bullish. You know, when I look at everything again in terms of a holistic manner and consolidated way, there are a lot of things which have happened which makes us believe that 26 looks to be overall a good year. In terms of rupee depreciation, we do not have, you know, we have a small amount of foreign currency loans out of India, so that impact is not much on the P&L. And as we are gearing for more exports, if rupee does depreciate more, that should be beneficial. And in our food business, you know, where there are a lot of exports are there out of India, again, rupee depreciation on dollar areas would be helpful, even though rupee has pulled back a little bit more on pounds and euro area, right? There has been reduction there in that way. So all in all, I think rupee depreciation shall be beneficial. It does increase some of the prices of the polymers, though, because all the polymer prices in India, even though we may buy in rupees, but they are linked to, you know, the dollar international prices. So one has to see how that will go. But when I look at and speak to our other people in other countries, I think India is still a brighter spot in terms of growth opportunity. And some of our core businesses, while we are able to maintain growth in overseas markets, but their local economies are still not growing that much. While India has slowed down a little bit, but, you know, I think at any day, 5.66% GDP growth in any other country in the world, they would happily lap it up. While, you know, we want to be 7, 8 or 9. And as a company, we want to, you know, next year onwards, start moving at the high teens, right, in terms of overall sustainable growth. So that's what our focus is going to remain. And this has been, again, much better quarter than the first two quarters. And we are looking for even a better fourth quarter. And with that, I would like to, you know, open the floor for questions, queries, comments you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Rahul Kapoor from Goldstone Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Jain. I'm Rahul.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, my question is about the old receivables. And in June quarter and even in September quarter, you spoke about recovering about 700 crores in the second half of fiscal 2025. So any progress there?
The first part of your question, you're talking about the progress on recovery of receivables in second half?
Yeah. So I'm talking about, you know, receivables which date back to, I think, 2019-20. You know, they're very old receivables, and I think they are to the tune of about 900,000 crores. And there's a comment from you in the previous two quarters that we are likely to recover those receivables. So any comment on that?
Yeah, I think that comment stays, right? Overall, if you see, in our, if over last one year, receivables on a net basis are down by 200 crores overall. And as I said, I think going forward, this quarter, June quarter, September quarter, you will see even more substantial reduction. So we are on that path. It is already happening. First 9 months, it has happened. Over last 12 months, it has happened. But as I said, second half, so we are still going through the current quarter. A lot of some of these government funds get released, you know, before end of March because of the fiscal year and their budgeting and all of that. So we are on that path. As I said, we already achieved some with 200 crore reduction, but some more will already you will see in the March quarter.
So, can you quantify what is likely to be received? And I'm talking about basically the old receivables. I'm not talking about the current sales, but the old projects, you know, which were unfinished for whatever reason, and, you know, there was some talk of finishing those projects and recovering those, you know, the old amounts. So I hope you're referring to the same.
Yeah. So again, overall receivable, as I said, have come down, and if actually 120 crore receivables have come down in this third quarter. And they come from, you know, various things. But fourth quarter, you know, we are expecting another reduction of at least, I would say, 150 crore plus on net basis, right, including the new business which we do for completion of project. On net basis, minimum that level of reduction will happen in the current quarter. So structurally speaking, we had given time to ourselves that, you know, by September 26, majority of old receivables should be, September 25, majority of the old receivables should be with us. So good amount will happen in the current quarter as well.
Okay. So my next question is about, you know, any thought about selling the Revlimid stake? Because, you know, since 2019, it's almost 6 years since the shareholders, the company is in losses. And essentially, you know, what has happened is that the current level of EBITDA is not able to support the interest outgo and the depreciation. And, you know, it's been a very, very frustrating hold for the shareholders. So, and, you know, so finally, we have to think about reducing our debt levels. And, you know, though you do talk about increasing cash flows, but that is not going to be sufficient for us to earn some profit and give some dividends to shareholders. So any comments there?
Yeah, I think, see, if you go all the way back to 2018-19, companies' debt was 7,000 crore. It is down to 3,500. So it is down by almost 50%. Out of that 3,500 crore debt we have, 3,600. About 800 crore is the 0% debt, right? So there is no interest burden on that particular debt. So that leaves about 2,500 crores of debt, most of which, in fact, is working capital debt. So the term debt which we can repay to the banks is to the tune of about 2,000 crore is actually working capital. So 500 crore rupees and so. And every quarter we are repaying that debt. As we just said that this year we have repaid total 225 crore rupees of the long-term debt already in the first 9 months. So company is consistently reducing the debt. So I think in normal course, right, next year we should bring down the debt by another 300 crores. As you know, the idea we have is that by, you know, let's say annualized in 26 next year, and at one time net debt to EBITDA, right, we had some, it was 6 or 7 times it is close to 4 in medium term, right? That is 12 to 18 months. On annualized basis, we plan to bring it to about 2 to 2.5 times in terms of debt to EBITDA. So, and as it goes down. So again, at one time, interest was 750 crores. It is down to about 375 crores now. And it would keep going down every quarter. But as some of these majority government receivables come, it could go down even faster. But these majority government receivables, when they come down, they would go to prepay the 0% debt, the NCDs, because that is what the restructuring we had done with the bank. But despite that, with the true cash flow earnings, in last, I think, 3 years alone, almost 1,200 crore rupees of debt has been paid by the company. So we have taken a lot of steps to reduce the debt. We are very mindful of that. We have changed the business model. Constantly debt is going down, interest cost is also going down. In terms of selling regular stake, we got into that March 23, in terms of getting that done. So it has been 1.5 years. We have some understanding, right, that business has to grow for us to get a right amount of value, etc. So that is not something we are looking at that right now. But as and when timing is right, valuation is right, we may look at that opportunity as well. But keeping that aside for a moment, I think through improved working capital management, through recovery of the receivable, almost entire term debt in the main parent company, JSL, should get done, as I said, maybe 12 to 18 months. That is through our own normal business. Food business has a higher working capital requirement. It has its own trajectory. So that's another business. So overall, I think we have taken a lot of steps, but, we are not, I would not say we are complacent or satisfied. I think we are working hard to take it to the next level. And, we converted a loss-making company, which was in 2021, to profitable again. We have focused more on the retail market, and we'll continue to make these efforts to take it to the next level.
So, what kind of debt can we expect by March 26? What would be your estimates?
I think by March, so I can't give you a specific answer there, but I think, as I said, we have, let's say, between now and March 26, right, almost another 250 crore debt due to be repaid in terms of term debt on the main company. So March 26, the entire term debt of the company will become zero, except the 0% NCDs. 0% NCDs will also come down based on the, this recovery of the government receivable. And I think they should be down by at least another 500 crores plus during that period of time. So these two things will happen. And for the growth of the business, right, going forward, we don't anticipate to borrow, because that growth will be funded through internal accruals as the remainder of the receivables also come through. So all in all, I think, we would talk a little bit more about the next year, March 26 numbers, in the, post the March 25 number result time. That time we would give better, I think, projections for the March 26. But as things stand, this is what we can say.
But we also need to take into consideration that even, the debt levels have been brought down from about 6,500 crores to about 3,800 crores or so. Still, the company is not in profit, and the shareholders have been waiting for some dividends and some kind of return from the stock price, and it's been extremely frustrating. So, we should, I think, high time that management thinks of selling the real estate and bring down the debt by about 1,500, 2,000 crores, plus other cash flows. So, that's something which we are looking forward to, because it's otherwise not really adding any value in terms of the stock price or for us to get any dividends. So
I can't get into too much of debate right on this con call, but we can have separate calls and discussion. But as of now, we are open to listen to all the suggestions, all the comments, and we would look at it seriously. But right now the focus on strengthening of the business and deleverage business at the same time. And in terms of share price on dividends, I think under the restructuring of the bank's management is unable to give any dividends. But in terms of share price, if you look at 5 years, because, you know, shares had gone down due to, you know, the issues we faced in 2021 COVID, I think share price is up 700-800%. So it has improved, but it has a lot more potential, right? And we need to do a lot more work on that. And that's what we are committed to.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Gaurish from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had a question regarding a different business vertical. So are we considering to demerge or hive off our, any of our business verticals?
I think, you know, as we are going along, right, as you see some of the data in investor presentation also, today we have kind of three businesses, right? Food business, plastic business, piping and sheet, and high-tech agri business, tissue culture and drip irrigation, almost kind of coming like one-third each size. And based on the quadrant season, it may vary a little bit. But that kind of a proportion of businesses we have. And each business has its own unique cycle in terms of working capital, return on capital, the growth opportunity. Some of businesses kind of entered, like some of our like pipes we sell also go to the same dealers or farmers who are also buying drip and so on. So it's not that exact that everything business is very separate. Like food is definitely a very separate business than the input businesses we have, like pipe and drip. So at right time, I think we are working with some external consultants also for the company to create a path for next, 5 years, right, between FY25 to FY30, where does the company go and how it should go? And, you know, because we see enormous opportunity in every single business, right? Because India is growing, and I think each of our business, whether irrigation business, tissue culture business, piping business, sheet business, solar business, food processing, everything has opportunity. So how to allocate capital, where to focus more, which would give a better return on capital, which would allow us to, you know, strengthen overall ecosystem, right? So can we, for example, supply banana planting material, then buy banana and process banana, make banana puree and supply to either Nestle, Unilever? Can we sell the fresh banana into retail markets? So you complete ecosystem of a given value chain of a given fruit or a crop, and whether the same thing we can do in onion or my tomato or potato, etc. So that's what we are working on. So I think maybe, you know, on the next call, April, May, some of our internal work would have been done where we can share with you, you know, what we are looking for in terms of going forward, in terms of a structure of the company, right, in terms of these three different businesses, where they should sit and how that should be, you know, seen. But as of now, you know, as I said in answer to the earlier caller, the focus is on strengthening the business, improving the dealer network, where we are already seeing benefits, and through collection of receivables or improving working capital, you know, deleverage.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Also, ladies and gentlemen, please restrict yourself to two questions per participant. The next question comes from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Rishikesh, I'm going to interrupt you, but your audio is not clear.
Just a minute.
Is it okay now?
Yes, it's better. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
So
what would be your revenue growth guidance? If I'm not wrong, you alluded in the opening remarks around high teens. And what would be your EBITDA margin guidance for FY26?
I think we will give more firmer guidance, right, once the March quarter is over. But, you know, where we are, right, as company, we have underutilized production capacities, etc. So once the revenue growth happens in high teens, the EBITDA margin should be even better because, you know, you are absorbing some of the fixed cost. So, in natural cost, right? So let's say if revenues grow 17%, it is most likely that EBITDA will grow 20% in that ratio. But again, we'll talk more about FY26, you know, in a more firmer tone post-March quarter.
Okay. And regarding the EPC remaining execution, how much is done till Q3 and how much is pending here?
On EPC, you mean?
The government, the pending project that is left to be executed.
Yeah, I think the, you know, at one time, right, when we had all this issue, the total projects were some 7,000-8,000 crores. Most of it have been closed, some of them are working, but the total we still need to do to complete the project might be close to 250-300 crores. Once we do that much, let's say over the next few quarters, all projects would be closed. So in terms of percentages, right, so I think we are kind of 90% done. In one project, water supply project, we have done 50%, that was in Pune, where we, you know, we are laying drinking water pipelines. But except for that project, all other projects, we are 90% and above. So we are really getting into the last mile, last phases to get it completed and then get those funds in.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Praneet, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. So I was interested with the working capital management of the company. I understand we did net working capital has reduced QOQ, but in terms of inventory days, it is significantly still higher than last year's Q3. So what is the reason for that?
Sorry, so you said the question was inventory?
Yeah, inventory. So compared to last year's Q3, we are still higher than last year's Q3. I'm curious about why hasn't the inventory gone down further? Because I know it's a little lower than last quarter, but last year quarter Q3, it's not lower. So I'm curious about what's happening with inventory there.
I think you would see significant reduction on inventory in the fourth quarter. Because as I said, right, we were hoping third quarter would be better in terms of piping or... But that did not really happen, and that is why inventory remains slightly higher. But overall, right, last year, I think December inventory was 2028. Now it is 2129. So over a 12-month period, it has slightly gone up, and mostly into high-tech because this is the season, right? Like January, February to May, June is when we sell maximum amount. So slightly elevated because of that. If I see plastic inventory is almost same, which was last December, and also food is almost same. The only increase you see is in the high-tech division compared to the same period last year, 12 months ago. So I think you would see that good amount of reduction in the current quarter.
Understood. So, in terms of the geographic competition for the plastic business, so basically most of the businesses are very region-focused for like most of the things we operate in. So, for plastic business, which states contribute the highest amount of revenues for this business? And also, we had the idea of moving away from, also adding to the, most of our revenues come from agricultural pipes in terms of these plastic pipes. So, how has the progress been in onboarding different industries for the pipes business? And how does the company see the overall tailwinds and headwinds of the market, and how is it planning accordingly in terms of gaining market share? Because it's an extremely competitive industry where we're operating, the plastic pipe business. So how does the company see the industry outlook, and how does company expect to transform its business going forward? And what is the contribution split between geographies? That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah. So, you know, when I look at the pipe, right, we have overall larger what we call plastic division, right? It has pipes and the sheets. So first talking a little bit about the pipes. We have two types of pipes, right? The PVC pipes which mostly go to the farmers, right? Through our dealer network, where we are quite strong in, let's say, Maharashtra, Karnataka, MP. We are becoming much stronger in Tamil Nadu, AP, Telangana, as we speak. And we have recently started selling more or less in Rajasthan, UP, in northern region. So continuous effort is to, now some of the areas like Orissa, West Bengal, etc., we are almost not existent, right? And, you know, there is a market, right, and that is being served today. So as we go along and as we grow more in north, more in east, we strengthen further more in south, I think the piping business will continue to grow there. The second part of the piping, where we make large diameter pipes, specialized pipes, pipes which go into drainage, pipes which go into desalination, etc., there I think we have quite unique position because some of the piping solutions we provide, nobody else in the country does provide, and there is going to be a lot more demand for those type of pipes. I think that sector will continue to grow. We do export some of the pipes globally, you know, in terms of either water supply, irrigation, or for cable supply, etc. And we are seeing some good traction on some of these export markets as well. So pipes will continue to grow there also. So there is a different strategy for each particular application. So application on agriculture, the idea is to go more geographies within India and strengthen dealer network. For application beyond, you know, farmer or irrigation, I think developing complete solutions which other people are not able to provide is what our focus is. And then going to the global markets, which again requires, you know, level of excellence, ability to service those global markets, which we have built that ability over 10 years or so. That's where our focus is on piping. So we are quite bullish about the piping business, you know, in terms of medium to long term. While last few quarters have not been great, but I think that's a temporary aberration. You know, for next few years, you know, we are gung-ho about piping business because we, with our capacity, the level of the what I call offering we have, I think we are going to be very strong pipe player in India as well as outside.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sanjay Kohli from Goldstone Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. Question was on, there's a big difference in the standalone and the consolidated on the losses from foreign exchange. So is it a result of some treasury operation or some, or the loans have been repriced, or these are hedges?
No, we don't have, you know, that kind of a treasury operation. And we have very limited hedges per se. So
the quantum is about, you know, there's plus six CR on the standalone and minus 13.5 on the consolidated. So a net thing about 19 to 20 crores. So that's quite a significant number. Do we have, you know, large quantum of foreign currency loans still outstanding that we have needed? Because there has been a depreciation in the rupee, but it's been a very, very low, there's been very low volatility in the rupee if we, you know, last 3 to 6 months
so,
if we've seen.
So overall, right?
What is this about? Yeah.
Yeah, rupee depreciation, as you know, has helped the standalone company. But for example, the food company we have, right? A lot of our exports are in Euro and GBP. So GBP, you know, was one time 10107, it has come down to 100 rupees. Euro also had gone up 92, it is down to 89.90. So we had some reversal into the normal operating business due to the change in the currency of Euro and GBP into the food, where we had a negative impact. So again, just to reconfirm, no treasury operation, nothing big on the hedging, etc. We do small amount of, you know, forward sales on exports, and our overall dollar loans are very limited as a company. So, but this particular quarter, I think, with the US dollar becoming strong against various currencies in the world, also rupee, right? Rupee depreciated benefits some of our exports out of irrigation, plastic business, piping business, but dollar became stronger against also in Euro and GBP. So that impacted negatively in the food business. So that is the difference you see between, you know, both in terms of the standalone and console. There is nothing beyond to it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pankit Bansal, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Pankit, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is, sir, this is your strongest quarter, Q3 and Q4, yet you are delivering only flattish performance. Sir, what will happen in Q1 and Q2? You have seasonal impact, all other impacts. Sir, why the growth is not coming? You have best micro irrigation company, second largest. What is happening, sir? Can you please tell? We are waiting so long. It's been 10 years, 12 years. Can you please explain, sir?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you saw the result and what I said also, our high-tech agri business in India grew 19% this quarter, right? So that growth has come back. Where we got hit was the piping and the plastic business. Growth did not come through. And that, as I explained, right, we expect that to start happening in the current quarter, and going forward it will be even stronger. So overall, structurally speaking, I think, you know, when I am looking at revenue growth, profitability and cash flow, I think we have done very well on cash flows. As I said, 560 crore of cash generated from operations. In terms of revenue for the whole year, right, FY25 versus FY24, the first two quarters we were minus 25%. I think for the whole year we are expecting that we would be almost same level. So whatever the deficit was created in the first 6 months, I think should get covered in the second half. That is the target and the goal we have. That's where we are working for. And as you saw, the irrigation business, you know, you mentioned that we are a very large micro irrigation company. That did grow 19% in the current quarter.
Sir, my question is, are the government increasing steps in the micro irrigation field, carrying new initiatives like solar? Can you please explain that?
No, government has new initiatives, right? But government has been delaying also the payment and the release of subsidies, etc. We are more focused on directly selling to the farmer, right, and recovering, you know, better working capital cycles rather than depend on the government. But in case of solar pumps specifically, you know, it's not the direct government budget, right? These funds are available from central government, not the state level. And those are funds are also available with the electricity boards through the CESS method, where, you know, you have a targeted amount already existing into an account from which they will pay you. So you are not, you know, dependent on a government budget. So those opportunities where there is certainty of how fast we will get paid, I think we'll work on those opportunities, including solar pump. Because, you know, I think between 2015-16 to 2019-20, we did sell 600-700 crore rupees of the pumps during that period of time. And with the right payment terms and good level of profitability, that opportunity we can capture again. But larger, right, I've spoken that while first two quarters are negative, this quarter has been stable. Irrigation, we are already now positive growth. Fourth quarter should be a stronger quarter compared to the last year same period. And going forward, right, FY26, we are quite bullish.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sumit Kumar, an investor. Please go ahead. Sumit, if you can please unmute from your end and proceed with your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. I want to know, the interest cost has raised by, say, 10 crores, quarter-on-quarter basis. And you were saying that the debt has gone down. So what is the reason for that?
I think normally interest cost is also finance charges or other charges. So I think it is not linked to the cash payment of the interest. We have this 0% NCDs which are taken at the fair market value in our books as per the accounting standards. And as the time, in terms of time value, as we get closer to the repayment of these NCDs, some of the gains which were booked in 22 get reversed. Every quarter we have about 16-17 crores as a reversal, which comes as a finance cost. but it is not a cash being paid. So actual interest being paid is definitely less because debt is being paid. So this we have explained or this becomes clear, but if you, you know, one of my team member can engage with you to give specific information, but interest is actual cash interest outgo is lower and is getting lower.
Sir, what has happened during the last 4 or 5 quarters? Whatever we are earning, so say EBITDA, is being exhausted by paying interest or in depreciation. So, from what period we can expect the positive PAT?
I think as the, you know, so let's say around 800 crore revenue at the standalone India I'm talking about is a break-even, right? We did get a good EBITDA about 129 crores, but then post the depreciation and interest, right? And including the book interest related to this issue, the PAT left is less. But cash PAT, I think this quarter would be normally 30-35 crores. Even the normal PAT is shown to be 10 crores. But as now we move forward, right, fourth quarter is going to be very strong and so on. So let's say this quarter we sell, just an hypothetical number, 40% more than the December quarter. Then all of that earning will straight fall to the PAT, right, going forward. So I think the momentum on PAT also we think is going to be positive from FY26. But already you will see the impact positive, I think, number in the current quarter.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for his closing comments.
So I would like to again thank all the investors. I would like to thank patience of the investors. We really appreciate it. You know, we as management, we are not literally leaving any stone unturned in terms of taking business to the next level in every possible way, right? Revenue, earnings, as well as cash flow, all three. I believe, you know, there is a very good opportunity in all our businesses in medium to long term. In short term, we have had weaknesses in the first two quarters, which we have tried to cover in third, and I think fourth would be even better. You know, we remain very positive and optimistic going forward. But it is going to take a lot of work because things have been generally slow in the economy over the last 6 months. You know, one cannot deny that fact. And then, you know, we need to work on the new strategies, new ways of doing so that, you know, with a good brand, good quality, good service, you know, we should score some more wins in the market. Hopefully from fourth quarter onwards, you would see that in our numbers. So with that, and, you know, appreciating the support of all stakeholders, especially shareholders, we would like to thank you and, you know, looking for better days ahead. Thank you again.
Thank you. On behalf of DR Choksi FinServ, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.